After years of cuts and rollbacks, the nonprofit in Utica that helps resettle refugees is hoping to ramp back up this year. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
Shelley Callahan, executive director of the center, says the past few years have been challenging. When former President Donald Trump took office, he cut the number of refugees the U.S. takes annually in half.
What the Trump administration did was 4 years of just really trying to take the program apart. So we went from resettling somewhere between 400 and 500 refugees to 200. And then the year since then, it's been right around 100.
And because the center receives federal funding per refugee they resettle, their budget took a major hit, resulting in layoffs and a reduction in services. New York State stepped in over the past few years to help make up some of that lost funding, allocating $2 million statewide each year to refugee resettlement services like the center. That state funding dipped in 2020 because of budget constraints caused by the pandemic, but this year New York is investing a record $3 million in the program.
So we have to sort of put the program back together, and we're ready to resettle refugees. But I think it's going to be a slow startup to kind of get back to any sort of significant numbers.
After some back and forth this month, the Biden administration has pledged to raise the number of refugees the U.S. takes in annually. But only a couple thousand refugees have been welcomed into the U.S. this year. And if that pace continues, it could set a record low for the country. Callahan says they have only been able to relocate 5 refugees this year. She hopes to change those numbers and soon, not only for refugees and their families, but all of Utica as well.
Utica, you know, has been slowly kind of replenishing its population, primarily through refugee and immigrants, over the past 15 years. We see so much economic revitalization happening, and it's just unfortunate that this decimation of the refugee program has happened. So we need to bring it back.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.